Now let's go back to read the verse concerning the feast, keeping the feast in Exodus chapter 23, 14 to 17. Oh Lord, amen, amen. Well, maybe we will read Leviticus 23. Huh? Do we have Leviticus there? We don't have. But because we are going to share on the last feasts, maybe we should read Leviticus chapter 23. Amen. Leviticus 23, verses 23 to 33. Just to 33 is good enough. Amen. In English. Huh? In English. Go ahead.
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also the tenth day of this seventh month shall be the day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And you shall do no work on that same day, for it is the day of atonement, to make
Amen. 7 days. Now, verse 41. How about that?
You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month.
Continue.
You shall dwell in booths for 7 days.
Okay. Well, we touched the matter of the first four feasts. I don't think we need to repeat that anymore. I hope it is very clear to all of you, right? Is it? Is it clear? Good. Now, the last three feasts, the Feast of Trumpet, the Feast of the Atonement, and the Tabernacles, are the feasts concerning the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have to realize this. The first four feasts was accomplished by the Lord in his first coming. And he came as a Lamb of God, the Passover. He died on a cross for us. He came as the bread from heaven, to give us life. Right? And then he rose again the third day, becoming the first fruit, the firstborn from among the dead to produce really the church for the church's sake. Then, 50 days later, was the Feast of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was poured out. My, that work of the Lord Jesus Christ was completed in his first coming. So this, all of these accomplishments must become a feast for us. Not only to remember the Lord, but to enjoy, to eat it, right? To take all of these things into us to be our reality. Right? So that is why you can see the Lord's table. On one hand, it is for us to remember him. On the other hand, it is a feast for us to partake. So you cannot just remember him without taking him in. That's not the right way. And you cannot just take him in and forget about him. That's also not the right way. So we have to remember him, and then we have to take him in. Right? But remember, the Lord Jesus said, you must do this until I come. So that means the Lord's table here is not just for us to remember him, but to know that he's absent today and he will be coming back. Right. Now, tell me, how do you know that this table has something to do with the coming back of the Lord? Tell me. I'm not going to make it easy for you because you're going to forget it. So I'm going to make you think, right? Think. Oh, no, you were very tired after basketball games. But still, you have to do some work. Now I'm going to ask you, think about it. Oh, Rowena, come on. And I don't mean to scare you, okay? Don't be scared. No, think a little bit. What verse in the Bible would you remind you that eating and drinking has something to do with the Lord's coming back in his kingdom? Till he comes, of course, I already mentioned that he says to do this till he comes, right? But there is a verse that talks about his coming that has something to do with the table. Huh?
You eat again with us?
Yeah, you're almost there. Right. Say it out loud. You can quote. Do you know where it is? How about let's try Matthew chapter 20 some? Huh? Yeah, Matthew chapter 26. Read it to us. Stand up, really. Read it to us. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Right, good. Read it out loud. Remission of their sins. Aha, good. 28. Matthew 26, verse 28. I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until I will drink it anew when the kingdom of the Father comes. Right? Now you can see the link between the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the drinking of the cup. So now let me ask you, when you drink of this cup, do you have a desire, Lord, come quickly, I'd like to drink this with you in your kingdom? He says, that's right. Or you just take the cup and drink it, and that's it. You forget about it. The Lord says, okay, I'm not going to drink it now, but I'm going to drink it with you when I come in my Father's kingdom. Have you ever thought, Lord, I hate to drink this without you. Please come quickly. I want to drink this cup with you together. How about that? Would you like to drink by yourself? No. Especially if you drink wine, you like to drink it by yourself? No fun drinking wine by yourself. Right? It's better you drink it with somebody, right? Especially drinking the Lord's cup. And he's not there. So do you pray, Lord, come quickly? Why? So that I can drink it with you together. there are so many things in the Bible you don't think about, right? That's why we need conferences like this. Right? So this table of the Lord should remind you, Lord, you're not here. I'm waiting for you to come again. Come again quickly. Right? We can't wait anymore. Right? Here is your bride drinking this wonderful cup prepared by you, by herself, without a bridegroom. Lord, when are you coming back again to enjoy this table personally with us together? That's why it says, do this in remembrance of me, because in a sense, he's not there. Physically.
如果在了，你还要想念他干嘛？ 对不对？ 就是因为他不在， 你才，哎呀，主啊，为什么你还不在啊？
Right? You know, every time I'm away, my children and grandchildren also, Grandpa, we miss you. Ah, my goodness, I am so happy to hear that. Now when you're eating that bread and drinking that wine, don't you say, beloved bridegroom, we miss you. Do you not miss him? No? You don't miss your bridegroom? John, do you miss your children? Yeah. Do you think the Lord is not missing us? Do they miss you?
They remind me all the time.
Do you miss him when you come to the table? You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. No. I hope from now on, within your heart, when you come and see this table and you have to drink it without him, you will say, Lord Jesus, I miss you. Mercy, amen. Praise the Lord. Don't you miss him? You better do. That's why in the last verse of the Bible says what? What is the last verse of the Bible in Revelation? Come, Lord Jesus. come quickly. The Lord says, yeah, amen, I'm coming quickly. Then John wrote, amen, come, Lord Jesus. Well, that's very normal. Don't you say, come, Lord Jesus. So, you need this last feast. Because this last feast tells you that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And you need to prepare for his coming. You cannot say, ah, oh, yes, Lord, I miss you. Come quickly, but you don't prepare. I don't think the Lord will believe you. You really want me to come. How come you're not preparing? So this last feast here, our feast to remind you and help you to prepare for the Lord's coming. That's why we need the last three feasts. And here, right at the table, we are remembering the Lord. We're eating this wonderful feast, celebrating the feast of Passover and Unleavened Bread, First Fruit Weeks. But remember, there are still three feasts there that we need to keep. And not to forget. Right? So we have to tell the Lord, amen, come quickly. Zua yuan ni kuai lai. 是不是? 我们何等的想念你啊,你快来了。 不只是因为有太多问题了,不是说,太多问题了, 你快快来啊, there are so much troubles and problems. Lord, come quickly, take care of the problems. The Lord says, oh, if that's the reason, I'm not going to come. But if you say, Lord, we want to see you so badly, we missed you, especially week after week at the table, how come you're still not coming? Oh, the Lord will say, I'll try, I'll come very quickly. Many times I must confess, I said, Lord, you better come quickly before these people and everything destroy themselves. The Lord says, don't worry. If I come, I'm going to destroy them anyway. Maybe it's better to destroy themselves. Anyway, I always have some funny thoughts. So, what is the first feast? No. The first feast of the 7 months. The feast of the trumpet. Maybe you never heard. So there is a trumpet in the church life. Do you blow the trumpet? Nobody's blowing the trumpet. Have you ever read in the Bible that there's a trumpet? No, Revelation, those trumpets in Revelation are not very good. They're not for us. They are for God's judgment on the earth, and they were blown by the angels. But hey, there's a trumpet for us. 哎呀,我们读圣经读了那么多年了,还不知道,我们要吹号。 Trumpet? That's not a trumpet. Where is it written? And what kind of a trumpet is it? With what material is our trumpet made? Guess. Gold? Wrong. I know some of you is going to say gold because gold is the most precious metal. No, well, make another guess and you'll be right. Yeah, you see, now you're right. Silver. Why silver, not gold? Because silver in the Bible stands for redemption, for salvation. Right. Now, let's turn to Numbers chapter 10. When you read Numbers chapter 10, you will know the reason why we blow the trumpets, why the trumpet is made, and why it is blown. Okay? Right? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, please. You have it? Good.
And the Lord said to Moses, saying, make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camps.
Amen. Not yet finished. Okay, continue to read.
When they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
Okay, when they blow both of these trumpets. Okay, further.
But if they blow one only, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel, shall gather to you.
Okay, so when they blow two, who comes? Everybody comes. When they blow just one trumpet, who comes? Just the head of the tribes. Okay, remember that. Okay, this is very easy to remember. Because you need to know the sound. Otherwise, when the trumpet is blown, you don't know why. Okay, please.
When you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east side shall then begin their journey.
Amen.
When you sound the advance the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall begin their journey.
Okay.
That they shall sound the call for them to begin their journeys.
Right.
And when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but not sound the advance. The sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow the trumpets, and they shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations.
Thank you. There are more verses to read, but that's good enough. Do we have such a trumpet? You know, in 1 Corinthians 14, right, Paul did say, because they're all so confused, the people there in the church, right? So in his letter to Corinthians, Paul says, if somebody sounded different trumpets and different sounds, which sound are the people to really listen to? Right? You blow this trumpet according to what you like and blow your tune. And Charlie took another trumpet and blew his tune. And nobody knows why you blow the trumpet and which ones you will listen to. That's why the priesthood, there should be in oneness. Suppose we have three brothers, four elders in the church life, and each one blows a different trumpet. Who do you think the congregation is going to listen to? Right? So blowing the trumpet gives the whole congregation a very clear sound of direction. What to do? What to do? If somebody blows this trumpet and the other brother blows another trumpet and they're all actually, one trumpet says go and the other trumpet says come, and then I listen to this trumpet, I should go, and I listen to the other trumpet, I should come. So should I go, should I come? Oh my goodness, don't blow different trumpets. That's not good. So the silver trumpet there is mainly for the gathering of God's people, mainly. And it's also for warning God's people when the enemy is coming, right? That is a warning to everyone. Now, this last feasts, the last group of feasts, the Feast of Trumpet. The first one is Trumpet. Why? Where are God's people today, tell me? Are they one together? Huh? Scattered. And where are they scattered to? Huh? What is that city called where they're all gathered? Huh? Babylon. They're in Babylon. In confusion, scattered everywhere, there's so many divisions, so many groups, each one going their own direction. There's no direction. So if you are a Christian today, where should you go? You heard that trumpet there, the Lutheran trumpet. And then you have a Baptist trumpet. And then you have the charismatic trumpet. They have their own trumpet. I don't know made of what. How is God going to gather his people into oneness? You tell me. The Lord is coming and we're all scattered everywhere, each one doing their own thing. You think it's good? Rowena, you think it's okay? So, what are we going to do? Who is going to blow the trumpet? And what does that trumpet sounded like in Revelation chapter 18. You don't need to read that verse. We should already have the trumpet already ready. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. If you don't come out, you are going to be a partaker of her sins and be a partaker of her plagues. So, my people, come. Huh? Does it sound like a trumpet? Who is going to blow that trumpet? Are you exercised to blow that trumpet? Oh, I know some brothers everywhere. Oh, don't say that. You're going to offend people. Don't mention that. Oh, people's going to get mad at you saying they are Babylon. Or they are in Babylon. Oh, blah, blah, blah. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sound this trumpet or not? I don't care what people say. 我不怕人说什么的。我会拿起我的喇叭出来。我的名啊，出来吧。 不要留在巴比伦啊！ 够不够大声啊？ 清楚没有？ 吹不吹这个喇叭？ Oh, I'm sorry. 哈哈哈哈哈哈！ But you know what I mean, right? You saw my demonstration. You know what I'm talking about. You have a gift of interpretation. Who is going to blow that trumpet today? The Lord is coming. And God's people are in captivity. And so many different groups. No. You might think I'm joking. No, I'm trying to keep the feast of the trumpet. <laughs> 我是一个守最后节的人。我不吹，谁要吹啊？你要不要吹啊？ Are you going to blow this trumpet? If nobody's going to blow this trumpet, are you going to blow it? For sure. No, not just you should, but are you doing it? Of course I know we should. We should. My question is not should you. My question is are you blowing it? Are you not blowing it?Of course, if you blow that trumpet, just like what I'm doing right now to you, you won't be a popular person. That's right. So what are we going to do? You're going to keep the Feast of Trumpet? That's the feast number one in the first day of the seventh month.Because that is the last harvest in the land of Israel. That is the ingathering, because God is going to now harvest. He is going to harvest from the world and then judge them in the war of Armageddon, because it's ripe now, the grapes are ripe, there's going to be a harvest.But he is also going to harvest the believers. And in this harvest, do you belong to the general harvest at the end of the great tribulation? Or are you going to be the first fruits to be harvested to Mount Zion before the throne of God? So you have this harvest at the very end. Now, are you going to blow the trumpet? My people, you better wake up.Am I mature in life to be the first fruits? Do you blow that trumpet? Do you warn people? If not, you have to go through the great tribulation. Who is blowing this trumpet? Tell me. 不是道理的问题啊。是因为神要拯救我们。Remember, it's a silver, not gold. It's a silver trumpet to save God's people, save them. 不是道理啊，你错，我们才对。你在巴比伦，我们在耶路撒冷。不是这样的，哪里都是神的儿女们。They're all people of God. Don't say you're right, we're wrong, or you're in Babylon, we're in Jerusalem. Not like that. But you want to save them. You have a heart for them. You're blowing a silver trumpet. You're not interpreting the Bible. You are warning the people. Come out, come out.The Lord is coming soon. What are you doing there? You think I'm just giving you some information here, Lorraine? This is the Feast of the Trumpet.Perhaps you don't know that in the church life today, especially today, you have to be a trumpet blower. You got another vocation, profession. You got another job. The Lord said, okay, Johan, I'm going to give you a job to blow the silver trumpet. You better start learning how to blow it.I know Mercy, after she came back from Stuttgart to the conference, she started to blow the trumpet. Right? And she was so surprised because she came to me and said, John, I've been telling people, but they don't like to listen. They're not interested. I know, this is the problem with God's people. That's why you have to learn how to blow it. Learn to blow. What are you doing here in Tagaytay? Oh, we're keeping the Feast of the Trumpet. Amen, Jesse. You're going to learn how to blow it, yeah? Very good. You need to practice. All of you must practice. Every one of us has a trumpet here. Grace will say, but I can't speak Chinese, or I don't know this. Sorry, you still have to blow your trumpet. This is an important feast right in the beginning of the seventh month. We should start blowing this trumpet today. I know we blew this trumpet before, but why did the enemy try to stop us? So at the end, after so much trouble, the saints put their trumpet away and locked them up in a safe. They never used it again because they got intimidated. They're afraid now to blow the trumpet. But I don't care. I don't care if people like to listen to the trumpet or not. God wants me to keep this feast, and I am going to keep it. Right. So may the Lord help us. Amen. So that God could gather his people together. Are you happy just to have a few people in the church in Quezon City? You mean to say in the whole of the church in Quezon City there's nobody else? I tell you, if you don't blow that trumpet, of course nobody will come. But if you blow that trumpet, somebody bound to hear it. Praise the Lord. Ah, young people, you know so many friends, right? In school, don't you have classmates? Oh, yeah. University, you don't have classmates? Friends? No? No friends? Well, you need to blow the trumpet. Everywhere we go, blow the trumpet. Right. Then God will gather whoever he wants to gather together. Look, the Lord has gathered quite a few. Now he's also going to gather your mom. Right. Yeah, you should blow. Blow. Yeah. Very good. 不要听也得听啊。 是不是? 我们大家都是在吹那个喇叭的。 Well, why not? Keep this wonderful feast. It's a very important feast. Now, I want to keep half the time for the offerings. I'm afraid we can't anymore. The Feast of the Atonement, 10 days later. You see, my, it's getting more and more closer and closer. 10 days later, you must keep the Feast of the Atonement. No, you say, but we're already saved here in the Passover. The Lamb was slain for us. We are already reconciled to God. But that reconciled is only by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what about in your daily living? In this Passover feast, you don't have to deny yourself. Afflict your soul. NIV says, deny yourself. And that's what exactly the Lord said. If you want to follow me, what should you do? Believe in me? No, you already believed. So what do you do if you want to follow the Lord? Huh? Deny yourself first, and then carry your cross. So, a lot of people are saved here, but they don't want to deny the soul. They don't want to afflict themselves. They still want to love the world. They still like to do so many things, right? That's why so many Christians today, you don't see much expression of Christ. So, you can't get too much, you don't want to believe, right? 因为基督徒信了，但是不愿意否认他们的己来跟随基督，不愿意神不会勉强。但是感谢主，至少他们得救了。So after the Passover feast, which is the very beginning, then you have another feast called the Feast of Atonement. At the very end. Because the Lord is coming and you are still not fully reconciled to Him. So what's going to happen to you when He comes? You still have a lot of problem with Him. And this is why in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, at the very end, Paul says, as an ambassador of Christ, I plead with you, be ye, who are the believers, the members of the church in Corinth, be ye fully reconciled to God. Because the Lord is coming, so what are you going to do? Remain as you are? That would be foolish. Right? So we need to afflict our soul, meaning to say no to yourself. Follow the Lamb. Remember what it says in Revelation 14, these are they who follow the Lamb wherever He goes. I want to be one of those who follow the Lamb. But if you want to follow the Lamb, what do you have to do? You should deny yourself. Hey, you want to go that way, and the Lord wants to go this way. And so, which direction are you going to go? That way? So what do you have to do with this way? Deny it. Exactly. So are you denying the way, or are you denying your soul? Your soul loves to go that way. 你的魂呢，喜欢向那个方向去。 但是羔羊是走这一方向的， 那你要选哪个方向啊？ Now, 如果你要选基督羔羊的这个方向的话， 你就要舍己。 中文怎么说？ 刻苦己心。 You have to afflict your soul. That means it doesn't matter if it hurts you. You don't care about yourself. You follow the Lamb. Otherwise, you'll be coming to the third part. And the third part is the final part of the feast, of this three feasts. That means the kingdom is coming. So when the Lord comes in the kingdom, and you are still in Babylon, not good. And you still love yourself, also not good. So what do we want to do? You tell me what we should do. What do you want to do? What should I do? Give me an advice, Lorraine. What should I do? What should we do? May the Lord open our eyes and have mercy on us. I'm not just trying to teach you about the feast. Forget it. I don't care about doctrines concerning the feast. I want the application. I want the reality. I want to know how it applies to my life and how it will help me to prepare for the Lord's coming, isn't it? Isn't that what you want? And then you will become fully one with God. I think I mentioned to you one time, atonement. You can put this word, the black one. How do you write atonement? A-T-O-N-E-M-E-N-T. At one meant. At one with whom? One with God. And if you put these three together, it's an atonement to make peace between you and God by satisfying the demand of that divine party. Because we owe them. We owe God. We offended God. So there's no peace between God and me. So in order to have peace, I have to pay what I owe to him. Now who's going to help me pay the debt? The Lord. The Lord is our atonement. Because he paid the debt. Now I have to apply that. He says, Lord, pay my debt right now. I want to be in peace, in full agreement with God. I want to be in full oneness with God. The Feast of the Atonement. Praise the Lord. So, here you have to afflict your soul. Remember that. What about the Feast of Tabernacles? The Feast of Tabernacles talks about the coming of the millennial kingdom. You may say, John, where is it written? Where is it written? It is written in Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14 is second to the last book of the Old Testament, sort of called. Here it says, in verse 16, then the survivors from all the nations that have attacked Jerusalem because of God is going to destroy the whole army, right? So there are some survivors. They will go up year after year to worship the king. That is during the millennial kingdom, right? To celebrate what? The what? The Feast of the Tabernacle. So when is this celebration going to be taking place? When? In the millennial kingdom. when the Lord comes back. The king will set up his throne in Jerusalem. And all the nations must come year after year to do what? To worship the king. And when? During the Feast of the Tabernacles. So you can really see that the Feast of the Tabernacles refer to the millennial kingdom. Now, what do you do in the Feast of Tabernacles? We read in Leviticus 23. Let's just quickly go back. I know you're all tired. Are you tired of listening? I could not. I could. Are you sure? Yep, you have to celebrate this feast to the Lord for 7 days a year. And this is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it in the seventh month. Live in booths for 7 days. Wow, you have to do something in this feast while keeping it. Before the Lord comes, you have to live in booths. What is this booth made of? Verse 40, on the first day you are to take choicest fruit from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches, and poplars, right? And then you have to build booths there. In Filipino language, you should build a nipa hut. You know what a nipa hut is, right? Grace, do you like to live in nipa hut? My goodness. Rowena, where do you live? I don't want to ask further, right? Where do you live? You have to remember, as the Lord says here, right? So, your descendants will know that I had the Israelites lived in booths when I brought them out of Egypt. In the wilderness, of course. Where are you going to stay in the wilderness? Hotel, 5-star hotels in the middle of the wilderness. Gigi, you think there's a 7-star hotels in the middle of the wilderness? No, right? No, where are you going to stay? The Bible says we're all like pilgrims on this earth. We're pilgrims. We are just passers-by. Just like me coming to the Philippines. I'm a pilgrim. I'm a tourist. Oh, yeah, look, they're the tourists here. You mean like Filipino? So you like Chuma? Oh, you like Wanwan, you will chill out. Now, on this earth, we are like just passers-by. So if you are just going by in the wilderness, you think the people of Israel will start to build mansions in the wilderness? Meaning to say, you must not be rooted in this world today. If I have a big mansion, I'll be moving to Manila. And then stay here. And enjoy the mansion and forget about anything else. How about that? Are you keeping the feast? I'm not saying you should not build houses anymore. But the people of Israel, in the good land, they did build houses. But God wants them to remember, do not let whatever you have capture your heart. I'm not telling you, Grace, to move to a Nipa hut. But at least every year for 7 days, you should go to dwell in Nipa hut and booths so that you will have a taste of what it means to be a pilgrim. To keep the feast of the tabernacle doesn't mean that now you have to move out of your house and stay in Nipa hut. No. But the Lord wants you not to forget and not to be rooted in whatever you are, whatever you have, in your job, in whatever you're doing, that at the end, not only you're rooted in that, and those things will be rooted in your heart, and you couldn't get away when the time the Lord comes back and the time for you to be raptured, you'll be like Lot's wife. Lot's wife came out of Sodom, but her heart did not come out. She came out physically, but her heart is there. I don't mean you should move to a Nipa hut. But you know, you have enough lot there in the front yard, just build a Nipa hut in your front yard and stay there for 7 days a year. Have a taste of what it meant not to be rooted. This is what the Lord wants us to do, to keep that feast of the tabernacle. I'm happy that I'm traveling around sometimes. Otherwise, I love my bed so much when I go home, lying on my own bed. Oh, I'm like in heaven. Oh, I would wish to be there forever. But when you remember the Lord is coming again, you should remember, oh, I should be dwelling in booth. Right? In the spirit, you should tell the Lord, Lord, save me from being imprisoned in my mansion. I want to be one who remembers that I used to dwell in booth. I don't want to let anything in this world capture my heart. Are you keeping this feast? Well, these feasts are for the preparation of the Lord's coming. Mingbanaha. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Right. May the Lord open our eyes to see that we must be keeping these feasts. When our Lord was on this earth, tell me, where did he live? Where is the address of the Lord Jesus when he was on this earth? Gigi. No address? No address. The Lord said, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Whenever he went to Jerusalem, did he look for a 10-star hotel? Of course, there was no 10-star hotel. Was he born in that wonderful, what do you call that hospital, cardinal hospital? He didn't even have a hospital to go to. That is the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, living such a life. Do we want to follow that? Or are we just for a comfortable life? Right. I'm afraid if the Lord had an extraordinary palace built for him by his disciples, he won't be thinking of going back to the Father anymore. He would say, wow, this is a wonderful place. I think I would rather stay here than going back to my Father. Lord Jesus, may the Lord really help us. You know what I meant. We all know what the Lord meant, and that's the main thing. Right. So every time we come to keep the feasts, praise the Lord. You should remember all these feasts. Amen. 记住了吗? 还记得不会? Can you remember it? Right? Are you all clear? Greta, you're clear? Good. Right? So may the Lord really help us, right, to get into the reality of all these feasts. Right? And prepare for the Lord's coming. And tell the Lord, Lord, I miss you. Come back quickly. Right? We're here to enjoy this wonderful feast, but unfortunately you're not there. Something is always missing when I come to enjoy the Lord's table. Guess what is missing? Right? The cup is there, the bread is there, so many things are there, but something is missing. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself was missing. Our bridegroom was missing. And of course, our offerings are missing for the Father. Amen. I think this is good enough, right? Amen, Verena. Klar, ja? Super klar, no? Es ist eigentlich einfach und klar. It's not complicated. If the Lord would open our eyes, even our young brother there would probably understand. Right? Praise the Lord. Good. Now I can sleep well tonight. Let's have some prayers.